Imagine a sale so large it took 8 days to sell everything. It was an enterprise that took all ages in this small town to pull it off. An annual event that attracted buyers from across the nation. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. As Judy Robinson in Unionville, Missouri explains, it was a big enterprise that began with a group effort.
It was started in 1941 by a group of approximately 100 farmers got together.
Those farmers, with the help of extension agents, began a cooperative feeder calf sale. The sale overcame the timing of World War II and grew to a very large event.
War coming on, and it was not a good time, but it did prove to be successful. Later grew to 8-day sale with thousands of calves going through the ring.
The 8-day sale in Unionville grew to sell over 10,000 head of feeder calves. And remember, this is in the days of small straight trucks and mud roads. So it was a very big deal, drawing buyers from states away, which meant some residents were opening their homes to guests.
The local people in the community, if they were willing, they had someone that they could tell that they would rent rooms out to these people coming in. And there was a lot of them that did it. A lot.
This area of north central Missouri and southern Iowa was perfect for raising calves. Rolling hills with plenty of grass. The work was round the clock, sorting cattle into similar weights and type to make desirable lots for purchase. It made Unionville the feeder calf capital of the world, and this was the largest such sale to be found. Judy remembers those trucks trying to transport all of those calves.
It was hectic, and a lot of them had to be pulled in or out by tractors, on maybe 2 tractors at times.
All ages pitched in. Judy recalls the food stand ran 24 hours a day for the 8-day sale.
It was a big deal because it took a lot of food to take care of all those people. Breakfast was a very big thing because of all the workers that started 4 o'clock in the morning maybe and worked till 10 or so and they were hungry.
Today, this area still produces many feeder calves and people still remember that 8-day sale that made this town the feeder calf capital of the world. Traveling the countryside in Unionville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.